AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Back to the battleground states for Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Harris is in Pennsylvania. She wants to turn the page.
It is not productive of us to be a nation of people who are pointing fingers at one another, who don't understand that the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us. So that's what I mean about turning the page.
In North Carolina, Donald Trump got a look at hurricane damage in Asheville. He also pointed out early voting has started in North Carolina.
These are people with heart. These are people that love your state. They love our country. Very special people. I would have been happy if we had 50%. How can it be possible? And these tend to be Trump areas. I mean, not to get too political, but they tend to be very Trump areas.
Trump also said Democratic Governor Roy Cooper had not done a good job responding to Hurricane Helene. The White House says President Biden is deeply concerned about the release of classified documents on Israel's preparation for a potential retaliatory attack on Iran. National Security spokesman John Kirby says the administration is still not certain if the classified information that became publicly disclosed was leaked or hacked. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Michael Cohen,
the former lawyer for Donald Trump, jailed for about a year for his role in paying hush money to porn actor Stormy Daniels, was trying to hold his former boss liable for his being imprisoned, saying he was hit with retaliation for writing a tell-all memoir. The justices didn't say why Michael Cohen's appeal was rejected, but current Trump attorney Alina Haba called on Cohen to stop what she called his frivolous and desperate claims. Cohen had asked the Supreme Court to revive an accountability lawsuit that was thrown out by the lower courts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lebanon is surveying the damage after overnight Israeli strikes. This is AP News. Voters in Arizona and Massachusetts are going to decide whether tipped workers should get lower wages compared to non-tipped workers.
Arizona voters will decide whether to widen the hourly pay gap between the two sets of workers, while Massachusetts voters will decide whether to eliminate the gap. The ballot measures reflect a growing debate over the so-called subminimum wage, which advocates say is essential to the sustainability of the service industry, and detractors say leads to the exploitation of workers. Currently, seven states require employers to pay all workers at least the minimum wage, regardless of tips. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Jill Biden trained her educator's eye on the White House public tour and today unveiled an updated design to teach visitors more about the mansion's history and events that unfolded in some of the famous rooms. A new stop on the tour, the Diplomatic Reception Room, previously off limits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.